We're joined here by head coach Dylan Lowry over at Tri-County. We've got some games to talk about, but as far as coming up on the schedule, there's not a whole lot. There's a kind of a, it wasn't supposed to be their break in the schedule, but got some sickness going through the Jamesport community and the school, so there was to be a game tonight. It got moved. Nothing until next week at this time. Home game with Grundy R5 is next up on the schedule for Tri-County. Looking back at the schedule, just need to figure out the dates here. Thursday, Tri-County lost at Hardin Central 69-50. Back on the 29th, 60-19 win over Breckenridge, 15-point loss to Tina Avalon. Certainly, Coach, as we kind of talked about the first three games, boys have been, you know, fairly competitive. Well, as you look back at kind of Tina Avalon and Hardin Central, what are the things that over those two losses you told the boys they need to get better at to turn those into wins?
The big one for Tina Avalon was just making sure that we were ready for that level of speed. I had some freshmen that made some mistakes that I'm going to count on a lot this year to not make turnovers, to just kind of power through some when you get hit. But as far as by the time we made it to Hardin Central, I had a lot of those freshman guys step up into it in a big way. We were leading the game pretty early on. I had one of my seniors, William Terhune, hurt a knee, and that kind of took the wind out of our sails, and we kind of fighting some sickness, but I think it was a really good game in a lot of ways. Derek Curtis had 23. Landon Dodds had a double-double with rebounds and 11 points, and I think we showed a lot of progress, but we just turned the ball over too much. We would break the press and kind of run their tempo, and that's something we have to make sure we understand that we have to control the pace.
So I just took a look at the girls' schedule. It was a game at Pattonsburg that got postponed for the boys tonight, right?
That's correct. We were hoping to play tonight, but we don't have enough numbers to really make it for tonight, and that's too bad because I think that's a good competition game for us to be able to keep us moving forward before we start going into conference play. But sometimes you got to rest up when we can and hope we can be ready for the next one.
Yeah, there would be opportunity to make that up, you'd figure, here over the next 2 months, some time in the season. Tell you what, when you do see Pattonsburg, I haven't seen them, but I kind of see, you're kind of the same way I am, I'm sure. You look at scores, and that's a team that can really put the ball in the hoop. So they look like they got some high-octane offense over at Pattonsburg this year.
I think I haven't got to see it myself either, but they are finding a way to score the ball. I think they've really adjusted a lot this season because I know kind of who they return for scores, but I think they're finding a way to do it in a lot of high-capacity ball game. I assume a lot of transition offense has been worked on, and that's kind of how he kind of likes to run things over there. So I assume they're getting up and running the floor really well.
Yeah, and I would assume that the boys will be healthy. You give them a week and, you know, get them back into the gym and those things. Yeah, it's a pretty, good, well-balanced HDC this year, but I think the preseason favorite, if I'm not mistaken, is Grundy, and that's jumping right into conference play with them coming to your barn next Tuesday, Coach.
That's right. It's one of those that everybody is open up, and when you get into conference play, you just got to come out ready to go, and we're a team that I've told them from the get-go, there's nobody to overlook, and there's no one not to be prepared for, and Grundy County is a big one to jump in the conference. They've got some real scores on the team, and they kind of run a fast-paced press that is going to make us keep us on our toes, but I think that's kind of what Hardin Central helped us prepare for. We did pretty well whenever we were patient and understanding to break that press, and that really helped us out, and I think that'll help us be more prepared for Grundy, that they have to trust the press break, have to trust each other, and be confident. Because if you're not confident in the press, you're going
to
be in trouble.
Yeah, one of the things I look for to kind of, decipher is a team better and moving in the right direction. You know, if a team can't put the ball in the hoop, they're going to kind of struggle in the long run. And, you're 1-2, but if I'm just doing the quick math, it looks like you're averaging about 53, 54 points a game. You got a 44, you got a 60, you got a 50. That's pretty good. So it tells me that you have some guys who are better offensively at putting the ball in the hoop this year, and that's a good start for the Mustangs, isn't it?
That's for sure. I haven't really been concerned about our scoring ability so far. My more concern is we can't play those 70-point ball games. And that's kind of what happened in Hardin Central. We were scoring kind of at will, but then we let them score an easy layup or uncontested. And that's something that we just can't stay in a ball game with that high of a score. I think we have a very good chance if we keep it in that 50s range, and that's really easily reachable for us. But we have to be able to get back, play some transition defense, because in the half court we're pretty solid, and that's where we've been working on basically all this beginning of the season, and I think we'll get there, and the boys understand that more. Kind of, it's a harsh reality when you have to see that in a ball game, but sometimes those hard lessons are go down a little deeper.
Yeah, it's going to be fun here starting next week for the Mustangs if you like that conference action. And yeah, as I said, the conference is approved this year. You got Grundy R5 at Tri-County on the 13th, trip to Winston for the Mustangs on the 16th, trip to Gilman City on the 20th. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Get the boys healthy. Good luck next Tuesday. We'll talk to you about that Grundy game next week.
All right, thank you.